You sure you don't want another cup of coffee?
Well, you just run me off if you want your privacy. Sometimes I can just ramble.
Tell me more about Dallas. I've never been there.
Oh, gee, I've never been anywhere, really. I know we're only 4 hours away from Atlanta, but I've never been there either.
No, after high school, me and another girl tried to save up our money to move there, but I ended up having to bail my stepdad out of jail again, and she kind of left without me. I know, right? Definitely not the greatest friend. But I did hear that last year she got fat and divorced and was working at a Waffle House. Oh, I'm sorry, that's mean. Well, that's true, but this isn't as bad as a Waffle House, is it? Okay, good. And our waitresses are better than Waffle House, right? Oh, you stop. You're just saying that because I put you on the spot.
Why didn't I go later?
Well, to be honest, I don't think my old car can make it.
It's an old Chevelle.
No, don't get too excited. It's a piece of junk, really. I was going to fix it up, but I never really could afford to get it running right or even have it painted. Trust me. It's a heap.
What do you drive?
No way! Wow, that's an amazing car. No, I've never ridden in one, but they are so pretty.
Not really. I'm not really one of those girls that works on cars, and if you saw my car, you would know that.
Ah, but I love them. Oh, I can't believe you drive a Corvette.
I would love to see that someday.
Really?
Oh my gosh, you were right. We are about to close. I can't believe we talked that long. Are you sure I didn't bother you?
Oh, you mean it? Like right now?
Okay, let's go. Let's see if we can avoid my shift manager.
Wow, what a cool car. It looks like a spaceship inside.
Yes, I can't help that I get easily excited.
Oh my goodness.
No, I've never really done anything like this either.
No, of course I don't want you to stop.
You don't have to worry, I'm not completely naive just because I've never left the state. Like, I know that's the cruise control, and that's the GPS, and this is the shift knob, right? No? All right, I guess I am totally naive.
Oh, really?
So you've always had a thing for waitress uniforms.
Sorry for your wait, mister. May I please take your order?
What's on the menu?
Well, you're not exactly a regular customer. I think I'm going to have to limit you to the lunch menu, sir.
What's on the lunch menu? I mean, we are a diner. So most things are on the lunch menu.
Yes, those are on the lunch menu.
Yes. Oh God, that feels so good.
Yeah, I like that a lot.
You really are good at that. You can bat them a little. That sends shivers down my spine. Yeah. Pinch them. They do. They look bigger out of my uniform. I wonder what else looks bigger uncovered. Hey, maybe you'd like to try something else from the lunch menu, mister? yeah, that's on the menu, but maybe I can recommend the special. Does that seat go back, baby? Take it easy, baby. I guess even a small town girl from the middle of nowhere with more cows than people still managed to pick up a few tricks, huh? You want to continue this at a motel? We don't have one of those. What? Are you serious? I think you're not thinking clearly because all the blood has rushed out of your head and is in your dick, which is in my mouth. Really? You can't be serious. You want me to come with you? I mean, of course, but I don't know. No, I want to. I just can't believe it. No, you're not pressuring me. Let me show you how excited I am. Yes, baby, come on. I served you a nice hot meal, didn't I? Don't you want to return the favor? That's it. Should I come in my mouth, baby? God, wow. I love your cock, by the way. Come on, baby. Come on, my mouth. Are you sure you're not going to be too sleepy to drive now? Full stomach and empty balls. No, I guess you don't know me well enough to let me drive yet. Well, that's true. We are both holding something back. Well, if you're not going to let me sleep, I am. Wake me up when we get to the Atlanta line and pull over. I might have a few other surprises for you.